Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today on this very special day. It's my special day, and I'm going to take it. I feel like I deserve one day. At least one little couple of segments. How about that? Let me have just a couple of segments. I want to talk to you a little bit about what it took, what's going on today. And what happened to create this day? In 1990, this is our ninth anniversary. 9 years ago today, I started doing the Small Business Advocate Show, November 17th, 1997. It seems like yesterday, maybe just earlier today. It's gone by very fast. And before I did the Small Business Advocate Show, before I'd ever done this, I had never done radio before. But the reason that I got started doing it was because I was a consultant to individual businesses. Some of you may have heard me mention that from time to time over the years. I was a consultant to individual businesses, and I could see that small businesses needed a lot of information that they weren't getting. And I believed that I had something to say, and I had an idea for something that would create the kind of information that I thought small business owners could use, but deliver it to more than one person at a time, which is what I was doing as a consultant. I would sit in a CEO's office and talk to that person, and I would help them. And I actually had a knack for doing that. I was a problem solver, and I could help them see things that they couldn't see. And I could help them find things that they needed to find. But I was doing it one person at a time, one company at a time. And although I enjoyed that very much, I felt that there was something else for me to do. And so I took about 6 months. I looked around. I did some research. And I said, okay, is anybody else doing what I'm thinking about doing? Is there anyone else out there? And I thought, I actually was surprised to find out that no one was. That no one was talking to small business owners every weekday. The primary days when you're making a living, when you're buying and selling and making payroll and all that, that there was no one out there talking to you. No place you could go to listen, to get educated, to get new perspectives, to get some encouragement, some motivation. No one was doing that. And that's what I decided. If no one is doing this, that's when I decided to make that happen. And so that's how the Small Business Advocate Show was born. And incredibly, today, 9 years later, there still isn't anyone else doing this, talking to small business owners every day. Now, because even though I did think I was helping small business owners, and even though I did think that I had a knack for it, I haven't had an ability for it, I knew also that that the show wasn't going to be very interesting, and it was not going to last very long if it was all about me. If the only voice you heard was my voice. And even though I love my voice, and even though I think it's a great voice, and even though I think I'm highly intelligent, you know, just like we all do, right? I knew that you needed to hear from other people. And so really the only thing that I kind of pat myself on the back for a little bit is my idea for creating the people I call, this community I call the Brain Trust. Our 500 plus, probably close to 600 by now, people who are members of our Brain Trust, who join me on a regular basis. You know who they are. You've heard them, some of them many times before. These really smart people who care an awful lot about you and who have so much to say. And they all have their field of interest, their field of expertise. And you get the benefit of all of them. All you got to do is show up and pay attention. And so that's one of the coolest things that I think I probably ever did, was to identify these smart people, invite them to be part of our community, and sort of aggregate them for you, sort of get them, you know, get them to accept their role as a member of our brain trust. And really, for them, all it means is that they come back on a regular basis, that they basically they take our call and they come back. And I'll tell you, you've seen these people come back time and time again. They always want to help because they think what you do is very cool. They think what you do is exciting. They're very proud of you. They believe that you are the future, small business owners. These small business owners, they have drunk my Kool-Aid, the Kool-Aid that you and I have made for them. They drink the Kool-Aid and they believe it. And I'm very proud of our Brain Trust members. I really am. So we started doing the show. And in the beginning, I was doing, I was doing 3 hours in the very beginning. And I said, you know, that's too much. And so then we started doing 2 hours a day. And we've done 2 hours a day every Monday through Friday since then. And the other things that that you may know is that there have been very, very few, very, very few days that I have not broadcast my show. I've never taken a day off because of sickness in 9 years. 2 weeks I was in Europe, and I didn't broadcast while I was in Europe, even though I probably could have. But it's on in the middle of the day in Europe, and I didn't want to stop whatever I was doing. I was working over there, doing some work with some organizations. And so we ran the best of Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate Show, those 2 weeks. And that didn't happen. I didn't do any replay shows for over 5 years. And then we did those two weeks happened in about the same year. And since that time, I'm going to say we've had maybe 7 or 8 days, maybe not even that many, where we did a best of show for you, and try to do a good job of picking those things out. But other than that, and I'm going to say maybe less than 20 days in 9 years, other than that small number of days, I've been right here live on the show every day, including all the holidays. In fact, next Thursday is Thanksgiving Day. It'll be my 10th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day to broadcast. And so when you hear me talking about small business owners showing up, when you hear me talking about the importance of not working on your business, but actually being in your business, you know that I practice what I preach. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, celebrating 9 years as a small business advocate. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Happy anniversary, baby. I'm not only saying that to me, I'm saying it to you too. It's kind of your anniversary too. If you've got a little bit invested in the Small Business Advocate Show, if you're a regular listener, those of you who I hear from, those of you who I don't hear from, if you listen to this show, it's your anniversary too, because you're part of this. You're part of what we do here. You're the people who inspire me. You're the people who motivate me to do what I do. And I hope that you can tell that I'm having fun. Do you know small business owners who are having fun? Are you having fun in your small business as you operate your business? Do you enjoy what you do? Do you look forward to going to work every day? I hope you do. If you don't, I want you to do one of two things. I want you to find a way to make that happen. I want you to find a way to have fun, to enjoy it. Okay, I know you can't laugh and be giddy all the time. I get that. There's a lot of work to be done. There are a lot of challenges. You and I both are working a high wire net without a high wire act without a net. I know that. But still, let's find a way to be happy. Let's find a way to enjoy what we do. Or let's go do something else. That's my advice to you and to me. If this ever stops being fun, I'm going to go do something else. And you know why? It's real simple. Life is short. If you can't have fun, you need to find a way to go do something else. And I know that's not easy. I know that's not. And I have been there. I've been where I wasn't happy and I didn't do anything for a while. I waited too long to make a change. But I ultimately did. And I encourage you to do that. Now, one of the things that that we wanted to do when we started doing this show was we wanted to introduce you to these other voices, to all these different ideas, all the different topics, all the different categories of information, all the different perspectives from the fundamentals of operating a business to the motivation part of being a business owner to the politics of small business. You know, I feel like I kind of founded the small business party here. Because when we talk about politics, when we talk about public policy, it's my position is always from your position. It's always from the position of the small business owner. Not your politics, but your business. What's best for your business? I believe free trade is good for your business. I believe lower taxes is good for your business. I believe that fewer regulations is good for your business. I believe smaller government is good for your business. Now, if that aligns me with any particular party, that you already, any established political party that you know about, it's just a coincidence. Because I'm telling you, my goal is to try to influence and try to talk about and cover the political environment on your behalf, on behalf of you and me as small business owners. You and I need to be a little more single-minded, I think, about our small businesses. We need to, if you're an environmentalist, small business owner, I know you're probably maybe a little bit of a single issue voter for environment, for the environment. Well, I'd like for you to be a little more of a single issue voter for your small business. Whatever else it is that motivates you to vote or to get involved in politics, I want you to be that motivated and that involved because of your small business if you're not already there. And that's one of the reasons why that when we started the show, I wanted about 10, maybe as much as 20% of the show to be about public policy, not just about politicians, but about all the different issues, the state, local, federal issues that you and I have to deal with. And so that was something that we started doing from the beginning, and we've continued to do. One of the things that you need to know is that what I'm doing, getting to where I am now, with sponsors and having accomplished some of the things we've accomplished hasn't been easy. It's been very hard, and it's taken a lot of sacrifice. And all the years where I was talking to you about your small business and trying to help you, I was actually doing that for me too. Whenever a Brain Trust member was on the air with us, I would learn something from them and I'd try to apply that. So that's one of the things that I do here. But the other thing is, I think you need to know that the challenges that you've gone through, that you go through, the capital, not having enough capital, not having enough people to do the things that need to be done, the bank issues, the customer issues, the challenges from the larger competition. You think I don't have big competition? You know who those guys are. You know who the big guys are. I'm an independent. I own my own, this show belongs to me. And so, you know, I'm an independent. I'm out here, I'm a little minnow and swimming in a big sea of sharks. It's hard, but that's just what you do too, isn't it? You're up against Walmart. You're up against all the big guys. You're up against the global competitors, just like me. We're all in this together, folks. But you know what? It's fun, isn't it? And if you got the right attitude, and you realize that there is a place for you and me. In fact, not only is there a place for you and me, the place that I'm talking about is getting bigger. It's becoming more exciting. It's becoming more challenging, but it's also becoming more exciting and more profitable. If you can just make sure, and this is the one thing I want to leave you with for this segment, make sure that your head is in the 21st century. Anything that you're doing that you were doing in the 20th century, you need to morph it. You need to evolve it. You need to change it into a 21st century model. And that's the last thing I'm going to say for this segment. Thanks for being here all these 9 years. I'll take a quick break. I'll be right back with our good friend Ken Grombach right after these messages. Stay with me.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.